They were just beyond the tree line in the woods. So I think the person Dottie and I saw on foot was the killer. I looked at Dottie. They broke in, and when Wendell came back from whoever had dropped him off, the killer was startled and shoved him, making him fall and hit his head. Ava finished up the theory. Wendell knew who it was, so the killer took the gun and shot him, because now they had to kill him. Hit his head? I wasn't following. Yes, Hank told me in the initial report from Colonel Holtz that Wendell hit his head first. Then someone shot him to finish off the job. She reached across the desk and put her hand on Lonnie's. Lonnie didn't wake up because there was a silencer on the end of the gun. The one thing Lonnie shouldn't have done was to pick up the gun.
I'm so stupid, Lonnie cried out.
You're not stupid. Ava tried to calm down her client. You just reacted. Yeah, I tried to offer my own words of comfort. You were probably in shock.
Detective Sharp said I ruined the best evidence they had.
Her words made me cringe at the thought of Hank being so abrasive. There's no need to even go there. What's done is done. And now that May has found the keys, I think May should put them back. Ava shocked me. Why? I questioned. Don't you think we should take them to Hank?
I think we should see if the killer comes back to get them.
Ava grinned.
Oh, I like your noodling.
Dottie unsnapped her cigarette case and beat it on the side of her hand. A cigarette popped out. She took it and stuck it in the corner of her lip.
I think we can catch the killer faster than Hank Sharp.
She slid her gaze to me, and the cigarette bounced as she talked.
No offense to your beau.
None taken, but you think it's safe? I asked.
Let me ask my Smith & Wesson.
Dottie pulled up the leg of her pants and exposed her little handgun strapped to her ankle.
Do you think you can keep me safe?
She asked her gun. Okay, smart Alec. I rolled my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
She hummed.
We will be just fine.